Every Thursday, we head over to the West Side, Ivy Tech, and joining us this afternoon is the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. It's Dr. Martin Wolfger. Dr. Wolfger, good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. I'm actually working from home today, so I get to enjoy the beautiful weather outside.
That perk is very, very, very nice. Now, working from home means you're, of course, working because you're with me this afternoon. Here we are, almost 2 weeks into the brand new semester. Ivy Tech always busy, and everybody had the doors fly open on Monday the 21st. I've talked to Dr. Weddle last week, and she gave me her viewpoint on that first week back to school. I want to hear from yours as well, since you're just as busy as she is. Academic Affairs started on Monday. How great was it to have all the people back in the building, my friend?
It was incredible. It's fantastic. And I think we're now really coming out completely out of COVID-19. And hall rooms are bursting with activity. Faculty are back. Student Commons is full. It's just been wonderful to be back. And we're finishing up our second week. And it's just fantastic to be back.
Did they have you flipping any pancakes, or were you catching pancakes? I know you had a bunch of back-to-school stuff to get everybody acclimated and have everybody hang out and have a good time. That's always a big deal for the students as well. Get them comfortable and get them learning, right?
Absolutely. I was more eating pancakes than anything, but we fed our students well. Yes, we had a ton of activities throughout the first week, and fun activities to get everybody back into, you know, the groove, and looking forward to a successful fall semester.
Now, how difficult is it, or isn't it? Well, you've got you go back on the 21st, you go 2 weeks, and blammo, there's Labor Day. All right, well, we get a break already.
I think it's wonderful, especially if you're looking at the weather right now. A long weekend doesn't hurt after 2 weeks of classes. It's a bit stressful at the beginning until it slows down. So we're looking forward to Labor Day, and I'm sure the students are as well.
Now, on Labor Day on Monday, the campus is closed. Are you open? How does that work? I don't want to send somebody over there on the day off and then not be able to come in and say hi or talk to somebody or whatnot.
No, we're closed on Monday, but I wanted to point out that you mentioned earlier this class has been in session since August 21st, but you know, even your listeners, if they were too late to come and register for the fall, they can still do so, just not on Monday. We have a second fall term that starts on October 23rd, and actually now would be the perfect time for anybody to come in and get registered, because now you can still get the classes at times that work for you and work for your busy schedule. We offer it's over 40 degree programs here in Bloomington. So really anything from nursing, radiation therapy, therapeutic massage, business, psychology, fine arts, welding, robotics, you name it. And again, if anybody wants to register now, our advisors and enrollment specialists are available to meet typically Monday through Thursday during regular business hours. And what we do like to do is schedule appointments so we can prepare for our advising meetings. So all your listeners need to do is call 812-330-6013. So it's 812-330-6013 to set up an appointment.
And don't stress either. If you're not sure what you want to do, you've got career counselors and coaches and everybody else that will help unlock some doors and see what you got to go moving forward.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I really enjoy about working for Ivy Tech. We have an array of wraparound services, and you just mentioned one important aspect of that, which is career counseling. We have a lot of students who come in and, you know, they're either undeclared or they declare general studies as their major because they don't quite know what they want to do. So they can take advantage of free career counseling. And even if they have other issues that they're struggling with, we have a lot of services in our campus. We just added a mental health counselor for free mental health counseling. We can address anything from test anxiety, procrastination, to depression and trauma. So that's available to all of our students. We also are offering disability support services, although we don't like the term disability. We prefer neurodivergence, but we do have assistance for students who are diagnosed with ADHD or learning disabilities. We can also help those who are worried about, well, can I even afford going back to school? We have a student emergency fund that can help with tuition, enrollment emergency fund. We also help with things like, you know, paying your bills. Maybe your car breaks down, you can't make it to class. We do have funds available to address those issues. Then, you know, having access to electronics is sometimes an issue. We have loaner laptops that we hand out to students. And then we cover everything else from food insecurity to tutoring. So if we can't cover it, we will refer our students to community resources that offer help. So what I would like to tell anybody who comes over to Ivy Tech today to take classes is don't be afraid to ask for help. No problem is too small. We're always here to listen, and we're here to help.
Dr. Martin Wolfger is our guest this afternoon. He is the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. And the other great part of all of this that I try to remind people every time we talk at Ivy Tech, just because the thankfully, the pandemic is over, but you still offer, I'll say remote classes now because I think we're zoomed out from talking about Zoom. No offense to Zoom, but they don't pay me any money. You can do remote classes, hybrid, whatever fits your schedule, correct? You don't have to drive all the way to campus every time for most things, correct?
Absolutely. So you're absolutely right, and that also helps us address our students' learning styles. We offer anything from the traditional face-to-face courses to hybrid versions to kind of virtual classes where students can take the course from home and attend synchronously, you know, to online courses. So anything that fits your busy schedule, your learning style, we typically can offer.
And another thing you've added this year, just again, another accoutrement, another level of help, is a new open door policy or a newer open door policy. Tell me all about that.
Yeah, and so this is really for academic affairs. I'm still fairly new in my role, so I became vice chancellor in May. And one of the things that I really wanted to address was, you know, just eliminating any kind of barrier for our students. It's great to have students back on campus. It's great to see them fully immersed, fully engaged. And I just want to make sure that they don't feel like they can't talk to our academic affairs faculty and staff. So what I've asked my faculty to do is to increase their presence on campus, to spend more time on campus, to engage with students. And then in our academic affairs office and all the academic affairs areas, and that includes the tutoring center, library testing center, and so forth, we've kind of implemented an open door policy. And what that means is, you know, students don't need an appointment to come see us and speak to us. I work in the Office of Academic Affairs with, you know, several coordinators and assistants and other deans. And if a door is open, students can just walk in. They can ask for help. We can either help them or refer them somewhere to somebody who can help. And the nice thing about Ivy Tech really is that everything is located in the building. So if we can't help you, we can send you somewhere where you get the help. And so we always encourage students to just come right in if the door's open and ask us for help.
Well, how important is that engagement? Because the more you stay connected, you probably have some studies that show you the grades go through the roof.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, it is more difficult for a community college because we are what some folks will call a commuter campus where students, you know, they come to us, they park their car, they take their courses, and then they leave. But we really try to provide students with a true collegiate atmosphere where we engage with them when they're here. We, you know, offer opportunities to get involved on campus through student clubs and organizations, because we do know that the more students are engaged and the more they feel connected with the campus, the higher the likelihood of academic success.
And the other part of that is you offer great things to eat and drink so you don't have to leave campus and be running around and spending your hard-earned money on gas and everything else. Talk about your partners in the building that keep everybody fueled, well, in the stomach and between the ears.
Yeah. So we have a partnership with Roly Poly. We have a Roly Poly location on campus where students can not only get, you know, wraps and soups, but we're also partnering with, we're selling bagels, we're selling ice cream, we're selling coffee, we're selling soft drinks. So students do not have to leave to get fed. And we usually, you know, throughout the year, we also offer events that provide students with free food, because we do know, you know, food insecurity is an issue for many of our students. And just having food services on campus sometimes is not enough. We have a food shelf as well, so if students cannot, you know, afford to purchase their own meals, they can always go to a food shelf and take what they need, no questions asked.
When's the Yellowwood back in business?
We're planning on having it up and running pretty soon.
Oh, so good.
Wednesdays, that's typically on Wednesdays.
Well, there's no better deal in America. The food is great. It was $15 or something ridiculous, severely underpriced for three or four courses. You let me know when that gets fired back up. I'll get in the gym until that happens. So,
absolutely, I will.
Oh, that's good. The Yellowwood Cafe, just dreaming about that. All right, you're busy. The School of Advanced Manufacturing, Engineering, and Applied Science. You got a nice grant. Who did you get it from? How much? And what is it going to help? What program will that help?
So we're really excited about this because we're just awarded $18,000 through the Lowe's Gables grant, which comes from the Lowe's Foundation. It's a statewide grant and focuses on construction HVAC programs. This year was the first time community college could actually request money, and our campus received $18,000.
Attaboy.
What we would like to do is use these funds to really market our HVAC program. I mean, we've just been through this heat wave, right? And I always say HVAC is always in season. So we're trying to set up tables at events, marketing videos, marketing campaigns. And what we're really trying to do is also target kind of what we would call non-traditional students in these technology areas, like females and veterans and things like that. So if anybody has any questions, they can reach out to Dean Sarah Cody at 812-330-6310.
Dr. Martin Wolfger is our guest this afternoon. We're always busy with Ivy Tech. He's the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. And just about every year, maybe every 2 years, you can help me out here, but programs are designed at Ivy Tech to either help local or regional businesses, and you guys are looking to, and you have added in robotics and welding. Is that a direct representation of what the need for is in our business community?
Yeah, absolutely. Huge need for employees who are trained in robotics and welding. You might know our service area has expanded fairly recently all the way up to Morgan County. So we are offering welding now both in Martinsville and Mooresville and also in the Bloomington campus. Robotics, we've added a full-time faculty member here as well. The nice thing about many of these programs, such as welding and robotics, is that they're eligible for the Workforce Ready grant. And what that means is that most of our students will actually qualify for that grant. And if they do, then their training is absolutely tuition free. So they can come to us and usually earn a certificate or a technical certificate in kind of a high demand, high wage area for absolutely no tuition.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
It's an excellent deal.
It's amazing. How do you guys do this stuff? Where do you? You get help from the state there, which really, really helps as well. And again, I think Dr. Wolfger, that we're trying to, and we do this every week, trying to make people realize if you go to Ivy Tech and sign up for these programs, your placement rate is outrageous, just as almost as the tuition. How many people go through, pass their classes, and get jobs? It's almost every single one of them.
Yeah, it varies by program, but we are really, you know, we have this dual mission of workforce development and transfer, and so we're really very careful in terms of the programs that we offer, and we try to make sure that the programs we offer actually address community needs. So if we're looking at things like welding and HVAC, robotics, also nursing, of course, everybody knows us for the nursing program, and so have a health sciences program. Most or many of our students who finish with us have a job lined up when they graduate.
Again, folks, that's you're looking to change careers, you're looking to start a career. These are ways that can help out, and Dr. Martin Wolfger and everybody at Ivy Tech can help you. Dr. Wolfger, what's the best way to get more information? I know we can pick up a phone, we can pick up the internet, whatever's easiest, right?
I think calling us is probably the easiest way, because if you call our front desk, and I'll just give the number one more time, it's 812-330-6013. Somebody at the front desk can refer you to the person you need to speak with, and that's for the best way to learn about the things that are of interest to you.
just don't do it on Monday, right? You can always take a look. You can always look on the internet on Monday if you've got some time off on Labor Day. But everything at Ivy Tech will be back to normal starting on Tuesday, the September 5th. So you have the rest of business today, tomorrow, and then enjoy the Labor Day weekend. Heck, you're already at home. Your feet are already up. I can see them from here. Have a great weekend, my friend. I'm glad you guys are off to a flying start. That's exciting. It's an exciting time of year with everybody back at school.
Yep, and thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, and I'll hope to have an opportunity to enjoy a little bit more of the nice weather outside today.
You're outside already, I can tell. It's already perfect out there. Come back anytime, buddy. I enjoy our conversations, and have a great Labor Day weekend. Thanks, pal.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Martin Wolfker, the doctor. He was in, and now he's out. The Vice Chancellor, Academic Affairs at Ivy Tech. We always get caught up with Ivy Tech every Thursday, and if Chancellor Coyne can't make it, he sends his loyal troops to us, and we love talking to Dr. Weddle and Dr. Wolfger as well, and all the folks at Ivy Tech, a huge part of our community.